Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 11, Sharing the Story of Jesus. Summary. Let's have a look at this piece of art, painted by Maximilian Jantzscher, the Austrian artist. We go back in time 500 years. It's the 1st of January, 1519. The one who is preaching in Zurich, Switzerland, is on this day, it's his birthday, 35 years old. We can see him here. 35. That's a wonderful age, isn't it? You're still young, but have already gained some experience. It's a good age to be a minister for Jesus. I started at this age as well. So, his name is Ulrich Zwingli, Switzerland. He was such an intelligent boy that on the first day in school, elementary school, very, very first day, he grew up with nine sisters and brothers in a small hut. It's still there. Wildhaus in Switzerland, the eastern part of Switzerland, near the border of Austria. And there, I've been in this hut, interesting to see. He lived there with nine sisters and brothers in this wooden house. It's a small village there, Wildhaus. It means wild house because the scenery is so wild. High peaks of mountains amidst the Alps. Seven peaks in front of you. And very high peaks. And the teacher came back with the young Ulrich on the first day in elementary school and said, "I bring him back. I do not want to see him again." The parents were shocked. They asked, "Why? What should I teach him? I'm a teacher for four forms. So now he's six, then up to, now he's seven, then up to 11. And what should I do with him? I have tested him. He knows everything what an 11-year-old knows. So what should I do with him? Send him somewhere else. I cannot teach him anything here in this elementary school. He has already finished the first four classes." So the teacher tested him and discovered on the first school day, this boy, from his intelligence, is 4 years older than he is. He's not seven, he's 11. Although he was seven. And when he was 35, he preached. He studied preaching in the Münster in Zurich. Großmünster, great church, cathedral. And he started with the first chapter of Matthew. And next weekend, he continued preaching the Gospel of Matthew, verse by verse. He went through all the texts till chapter 28 to the end. Weekend for weekend. He wanted to show the people Jesus. Who is Jesus? He had discovered Jesus by himself. And now he gave a personal testimony of Jesus. So what is the theme for the week? Sharing the story of Jesus. And that's what he did 500 years ago in Switzerland. And what happened? people of this important city in Switzerland. It's the biggest city in Switzerland. There, the behavior of the people changed. And you can see it even 500 years later. You can see it 500 years later in Switzerland. The message that was spread there 500 years ago changed the hearts of the people till the present, to the very day, till the day.